Everybody, this is Angela Bowen here, and today I have a special treat for you. I am doing a quick, fun commentary on Garfield's Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy it. Now, we open up this episode, and it centers on John Arbuckle's street, and then it focuses on his house, and then we go into his bedroom, where he's sleeping in bed, and Garfield decides to come and wake him up, since it's morning. He tells him, "Hey, John, sorry to disturb you, but it's morning and I want my coffee. I want my breakfast. I want pancakes the size of Australia." And he's like, "Well, once you make my breakfast for me, you can go back to sleep." So in order to wake John up, he's blaring this loud stereo. Then he's got Odie with him who's banging these cymbals. And I feel so bad for him. It's like, oh my gosh, this cat. Loves to eat, and he loves his coffee. So John does make his breakfast and his coffee as he's taking the plates and cups away, asking him, "Hey, is your breakfast up to your satisfaction since I made it for you?" Garfield decides, since he's finished with his breakfast, now it's on to his daily activity of kicking Odie off the kitchen table. But he looks at the calendar and sees that it's Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. He doesn't know it's the day before Thanksgiving, but then he sees that on the calendar it says John's gotta take him to the vet, and we all know cats hate the vets. Quinn, my cat, extremely hates the vet, to the point where it's a pain in the ass to try to take her there because she turns into this feral, wild animal. Even before we even get to the vet, she's in her carrier and she's already hissing. And, yeah, well, not so much yowling, but she's usually pretty pissed. So, Garfield decides to trick John by ripping off the calendar saying that now it's Thanksgiving Day. So Garfield goes up to John with a calendar that says it's Thanksgiving, and John realizes, "Oh yeah, well, we should go get a bunch of food for Thanksgiving then, shouldn't we, Garfield? And then we'll take you to the vet." So then we get a shot of Garfield's Thanksgiving, the intro and everything in the song, and then we see John and Garfield in the store getting all the food that they need, and they come out with a grocery cart piled high with groceries, like at least 10 feet tall, full of groceries. I don't know how that cart can hold all that food. So in the car, Garfield is showing John all these dang things: coleslaw, cookies, you know, pie mix, kumquats, and all this stuff. And John's like, "Well, we got to take you to the vet." And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. You have all that food. A lot of it is cold food that needs to be put in the fridge. So he ends up at the vet with Garfield, and we see someone who's got a pig that looks like it's from Orson's farm. We have two blonde-haired twin boys both patting a dog at the same time. And John has Garfield, who is on top of John's head, that he's freaking out and everything. Liz calls John into the examination room, and John's like, "Oh, hey, Liz." And she's like, "Hey, that is Dr. Wilson to you." So John starts in, like, saying, "Hey, doctor, how are you doing?" and everything. And then he's like, "Hey, how about we go out sometime?" And she's like, no, I'm not going out with you." He's like, "Well, how about Friday?" She's like, "No, I don't want to go out with you." And she's examining Garfield and everything. So she's got this blood pressure cuff around Garfield's wrist, and it's making his hand blow up to be twice the size of his own body. I don't know how that could happen, but it's like, oh my goodness. And John just won't stop with asking her out. She's like, "Ugh, no, John, I'm not going to go out with you." Till finally he decides, "Well, if you won't go out with me, I'll hold my breath." And then she's talking about Garfield's condition, how saying that, yes, he's as healthy as a horse, but he's also as fat as a horse. And this whole time, John's face is turning blue, purple, red, what have you. until finally he faints and she's like, fine, I'll go out with you. Jeez. So he is ecstatic, walks out the door until she's like, you forgot your cat? He's like, oh, yeah, my cat. Great. Well, I'll see you on tomorrow. You'll come over to my house. I'll make you a Thanksgiving dinner. What, she doesn't have family that she would probably rather see for Thanksgiving? And also, before he leaves, she says Garfield's going to have to go on a diet. So later at home, John gives Garfield a half a leaf of lettuce. Cats don't need to be eating lettuce. That, you're basically starving your cat. You're not giving it the food that it needs. I mean, you don't have to feed it, like, a mountain of food, but at least give it the recommended amount. So, in order to keep an eye on Garfield, John has Odie, who's got a whistle around his neck, be his weight coach. So, as Garfield wants to get into the sugar, salt, and the cookie canisters, every time he opens the lid on one of them, Odie's head pops out and he blows on his whistle, like freaking him out. Garfield decides to check his weight, and he's got a talking weight scale. I wonder if those actually exist. That would be kind of fun to have a talking weight scale, although it'd probably be berating you when you put on pounds here and there. Like, no, you need to be exercising more. Like, oh my goodness. So Garfield gets fed up with this weight scale calling him Orson Welles until he basically stomps on it half a dozen times, breaking it as she dies, and then she says, Rosebud. I guess that's a joke from Citizen Kane, a movie I haven't seen, but I've heard plenty of. This thing here is funny with John trying to get the turkey all together for Liz coming over. So he reads a cookbook and it says butter the skin. So he takes a stick of butter and starts wiping his face, rubbing it on his arms, and oh my gosh, this is nuts. So it says to cover the turkey with foil and then roast it at 325 degrees for 5.5 hours. And Liz is probably coming over in like an hour. So, something like that, it's like, you gotta get up way the hell early, like at least like 5 or 6 in the morning to make sure this thing is gonna be done on time. So, he decides to speed things up and puts the temperature at 500 degrees. Yeah, that's gonna be great. Ugh. So, he puts together the vegetables all in a pan. He puts corn, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, turnips, squash, and he pours water on it. And he's like, oh, well, guess that's done. No, all you have is vegetables that haven't been cleaned or cooked. And they're all just sitting in a pan full of water. Yuck. They're pretty much raw vegetables. Then he comments on how his grandma and mom used to talk about how tough Thanksgiving dinner was. He's like, well, this is so easy. I don't see what they were complaining about. As John leaves to get himself all spruced up for his date, Garfield adds a bunch of garlic salt or garlic powder onto the vegetables. So we see a shirtless John in the bathroom, face covered with shaving cream, as he's shaving and giving Garfield a pep talk about how when you want something in this world, you have to go out and grab it. And then he cuts himself shaving. So he's in his walk-in closet. He's got all these different outfits here. He comes out dressed in a top hat and a tuxedo with a cane. Then he comes out in some checkered purple and white pants with a yellow and red polka-dotted bow tie and a pink shirt and some weird yellow hat with wings on it. That looks like crap too. Garfield is shooting down all these ideas. Then he comes out kind of informal with a t-shirt and some jeans and some shoes. Then he comes out looking like a high roller from Texas with a big old cowboy hat on his head, 10-gallon hat with a brown suit. Looks like he's from someone from off of Dallas. Then he's got the sporty look here who looks like he's ready to run a fucking marathon. He's getting really ridiculous. His hair is all John Travolta. He's dressed like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever, and he refers to himself as Disco John. Garfield is like, oh my gosh, you look terrible. Then he's dressed like someone from the 60s with a peace t-shirt, a headband, a handkerchief around the waist, and some flip-flops, and some gold bracelets. Yikes. Then he's dressed like a lumberjack, and a sailor, Popeye, a ballerina, and a gorilla. Finally, he comes out in his wife beater and underwear. He's like, okay, I really don't know how to dress. Then Garfield's like, well, dress as yourself. And then John's like, well, I'll just dress like myself. He adds a suit, tie, shirt. He's still got his underwear and socks and shoes on. And garters? He's got no pants. He doesn't even see he's got no pants on until Liz comes in and says, hey, nice polka dot boxer shorts. So he goes to put some pants on as he slams the door in her face. So she comes in and immediately sniffs the air like, okay, something smells. And he's like, oh, that's just my Thanksgiving dinner that I cooked up. So he has her sit on the couch and Odie comes to jump up and hang out with her while he goes into the kitchen and checks on his Thanksgiving dinner. So Liz feels bad about putting Garfield on a diet on Thanksgiving. So she's like, I don't want you to become anemic. Garfield's like, don't forget beriberi, rickets, and scurvy too, Doc. She tells him that sometimes people who suffer from vitamin deficiencies due to dieting can become listless. They can also become irritable or nervous. And they suffer from uncontrollable twitches. And dementia, and they have difficulty in breathing. My goodness. Wow. She's like, you know what, you can have your little diet daily, like, after Thanksgiving. So John's in the kitchen with the turkey. It's not cooked at all. It still looks frozen, like it was when he put it in there. So Garfield does all this stuff to, like, say, hey, why don't you call your grandma over here to cook the dinner for you? So he has the phone, then he's got a record, then he's got a pillow, then he's got her picture. Finally, it clicks in John's head, well, maybe I should give her a call. And she comes over, dressed to the nines in her motorcycle outfit. This lady is hardcore cool. So Grandma comes over. She tells John, hey, why don't you go out there, entertain your friend, and I will cook the dinner for you. So John goes out there, ends up putting Liz to sleep by his rendition on the history of Thanksgiving. Like, oh my goodness gracious. And then we hear the background noise coming from the kitchen, a chainsaw and everything like that, while Garfield helps Grandma in the kitchen. So she takes the turkey, cuts it up with a chainsaw, that's interesting, and then she, like, cuts it all up, and then puts it in some deep-fried batter, deep-fries it into cutlet slabs and stuff like that. Then she shows Garfield the cranberry trick, where she covers his eyes, then she pops open the can of cranberry sauce and it just, you know, pops out of the can into the dish. So she's got everything. She's got pie, she's got biscuits, she's got yams, she's got everything. And she's all set to walk out the door, and then she tells Garfield that if John's girl's got a problem with him, she can talk to her. So luckily, dinner's all set, table's all set, and they all sit down to a wonderful meal as they hold hands and pray. And then they all eat. And then we see Garfield and Odie. Their stomachs are hugely bloated. And they're all passed out on the couch. As John tells them, hey, let's go for a walk. And they're like, no, we're not going to do that. So Garfield takes over as Odie's weight trainer. Please stop that, Quinn. Thank you. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's the episode. I hope you enjoyed my fast little commentary, and I will be back with the Charlie Brown Christmas tomorrow. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, not Christmas yet, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't jump the gun that fast. Have a great Monday. And we all know Garfield hates Mondays.